Impressed with the nationalistic and anti-Semitic views of the fledgling party, military authorities allowed Hitler to join and began funding the party's work. He became the party's seventh registered member. Hitler's work in the party was initially supported both by funds from Captain Mayer's Army Intelligence Unit and the dedicated anti-communists and occultists of the Thule Society. Funding was passed through the publisher of occult literature, Dietrich Eckart, whom Hitler called the spiritual founder of National Socialism. Eckart was soon introducing the new member to the right social circles in Munich and his intellectual friends in the Thule Society. Editors of Time Life Books noted, Dietrich Eckart took over as editor of the Völkischer Beobachter and renamed Münchner Beobachter, which the party had purchased from the Thule Society with money supplied partly by Mayer's secret army account. Author Joseph P. Farrell stated that the covert connections of Eckart and future Deputy Führer Martin Bormann supported the idea that Hitler was deliberately manipulated and placed into power, and secretly manipulated behind the scenes by more powerful forces than even he wielded, and, when he had served his purpose, was deliberately sabotaged and cast aside. The forceful Hitler, armed with adequate funds, quickly gained control of the German Workers' Party, which soon claimed 3,000 members. In April 1920, Hitler changed the party's name to the Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, abbreviated to Nazi. Following an ill-fated attempt to take control of the government in 1923, known as the Beer Hall Putsch, Hitler and his lieutenants were imprisoned and the Nazi Party languished. Upon his release after only 9 months, Hitler began to direct the Nazi Party into more effective and legal activities, which resulted in the Nazis becoming the largest political party in Germany by July 1932. It was, in fact, wealthy businessmen in Western industrial and banking circles who guaranteed Hitler's success. After Hitler lost a popular election to Hindenburg in 1932, 39 business leaders with familiar names like Krupp, Siemens, Tyson, and Bosch signed a petition using the aged President Paul von Hindenburg to name Hitler Chancellor. In January 1933, through a compromise with German aristocrats, industrialists, and army officers, brokered by banker Baron Kurt Freiherr von Schroeder, Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany. The deal to name Hitler Chancellor of Germany was cut at von Schroeder's home on January 4th, 1933.